Was I there enough? Enough to make you feel the power.
You know, one of the things that I don't want our fathers to do, there's a mistake I don't want our fathers to make. If you are at the point where you're ready to go ahead and at least make an effort to be in your children's lives, don't just say to yourself, it'll never happen. They never give me the chance now. I've taken too long. And then spend the next 3 years wondering if they would have given you a chance had you just asked. And being tormented by the notion that when you were finally ready to be a part of their lives, out of fear, you wouldn't risk being rejected and just go ahead and take the chance and ask, may I please be a part of your life from here on out? I apologize for not having been there all these years. Whether these years are 3 years or 23 years, I apologize. I truly apologize. Will you let me in now? And don't go in trying to take over. Don't make the mistake of trying to be the boss. Just connect intimately. And feel them out. When it seems like your children are at a point where they're ready to accept any advice you may want to offer, recommendations you may want to offer, suggestions you may want to make, then go ahead and offer it. But until they let you know that they're ready for that, you may just want to settle for saying, hey, look, you know, I know that there are going to be times when, just like all humans, you're going to be faced with challenges. Let me know if you'd ever let me, like for me to just kind of talk you through what I think may be helpful. And if they never get there, don't force it. Remember, for whatever the reason, you were gone. You weren't connected. And it would be a mistake to try to force the relationship to be like it could have been and should have been all those years that it was not as it should have been. So it's a different relationship now. Let whatever relationship will be. And don't make the mistake of shutting, you know, losing out on that opportunity because you overreach. Okay, let me share this with you while I'm thinking about it. Coming up this Monday, the 25th, I'll be speaking with Commissioner Dennis Williams, Commissioner in Augusta, Richmond County. We're going to be talking about some local issues. I definitely want you to be on the listen out for that. Going to have a great discussion with him, so be on the listen out. And remember that if for whatever the reason you are not able to join us by tuning in to 1550 AM, The Voice, WTHB, part of the Perry Broadcasting of Augusta family of stations, feel free to join us by going to speakingwith.com. You can click on this week's guests and topics and find out what has already taken place. If you want to look back, that's cool too. If you want to look forward, find out what's coming up for the upcoming week. We usually have that information available by Sunday of that, the first day of that week. And you can find out who our guests are scheduled to be, what topics we're planning to discuss. You can also click on the link that is labeled Listen Online at your convenience. And at your convenience, you can click on there and go to whatever discussion you wanted to hear, whether it's because you wanted to hear it and missed it, or you heard it but would like to hear it again. Speakingwith.com, click on Listen Online. The site is optimized for smartphone use, and so you can definitely use your smartphones. As a matter of fact, a lot of those smartphones will show the search feature. And in that search bar, you can just put the name of the guest if you remember who it is you want to hear, or if you remember the title, what we were discussing, and you want to put in some keywords, you can put that into the search bar and it will automatically pull up a list of whatever had that guest's name or whatever topic titles may have that keyword included. So, want to let you know that you can do that. Okay, back to fatherhood. One of the things that would help tremendously too when it comes to making that adjustment from being single to father, and particularly from husband only with his wife only now to husband and wife and parent roles, is to talk about the changes. And here you go. A lot of you know that I often recommend that you be talking with your children about milestones that they will be reaching in the future so that they're familiar, you're familiar, and you're both ready to go ahead and deal with those. You're better able to deal with them simply because you've talked about them and not just said, hey, this is what's coming, this is what's coming. But you also talk about, okay, when I reach those teen years, the person who's 12, 13 years old is learning that maybe by the time they hit 15, 16 or so, they're going to start feeling grown because of the hormonal changes that they'll be experiencing. 16 years old, and those hormones are literally flowing, and they're literally beginning to feel like they're more grown. And one of the conclusions that a lot of the teens will reach is their parents can't tell them anything because they know as much as the parents know. Well, discuss this before they get there and talk about how you will cope with that. Talk about, for example, how it's going to be so important that the child remember you are still much older. You have still had many more experiences, and you can still help them work through some of the challenges of life if they will let you, because you will still know more than they will. And encourage them not to let the flood of hormones have them thinking that they know more than the parents and there's no more need for them to listen. Encourage them to still love and honor their parents so that when they get to that stage, when they reach that milestone in their lives, they will remember, hey, we talked about this. And they could literally be practicing loving and honoring, I mean, envisioning themselves loving and honoring their parents at age 16, age 17, age 15, whenever they will reach that particular milestone, and envision themselves treating their parents with respect and love and honor. So that when you get there, when they get there, you talk about, hey, how are you doing? You still okay talking with mom and dad about this or that, about that? And you're able to work through it so much better. Well, in the same way, you know that the doctor says, oh, this test shows that, mom, you're 3 weeks pregnant. Start talking about the changes that are coming with regards to time spent with the child versus time spent with each other and how you will cope with that. While many of the changes that are coming with fatherhood are like developmental shifts, confusing, scary, painful, transformative, entering fatherhood also provides a space for repairing and healing and growing. Fatherhood offers many men a second chance at revisiting some of those important unmet needs from earlier in development, while also providing the opportunity to grow new parts of their identities. That's what I was sharing with you a little earlier. None of the psychological tasks of fatherhood are easy, but they can be dealt with. Every man will experience and navigate fatherhood differently, yet all will struggle with similar psychological changes and challenges on a biochemical, relational, and intrapsychic level through supportive groups, therapy, coaching, and communities. Fathers can change, heal for the better, and truly enjoy being fathers. Till next time.